Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. This is our weekly show. We cover soccer in Atlanta, all over the state of Georgia, all over the Southeast, all over the United States, honestly, all over the world. That's the nature of this game, isn't it? And that's the nature of all the landscape that we cover on AST each and every week. Typically, we start with Atlanta United, and we will do that tonight. We are going to get into a topic I threw out on my social media at Longshoe, kind of envisioning what MLS looks like over the next 10 years. It's a really interesting time in the league as it's celebrating its 30th anniversary. You're in a very special moment for soccer in this country, but you can't lose sight of what can be next. And I think that's the most important element of this special moment, with a Club World Cup coming, with a World Cup coming, with the league as financially healthy as it's ever been. What's next? What is the next step? We'll talk about that in the next segment. And for those of you who might be new to the show, the 3-4-3, that's what rounds us out. Three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. That's the last segment of AST each and every week. Not a lot about the Atlanta United match on Saturday that made me smile. It was a really frustrating match in a frustrating stretch to open the 2025 MLS season for Atlanta United. I think there's a lot of things to talk about here. One, I'm going to follow up from something that I talked about last night with Chris Thomas. Bartosz Szlich kind of went into that aspect of something I would like to see a little bit more from Atlanta United. We'll get into that here in just a bit, but I want to start with just where this team is right now. This team is not at the level that their record would tell you they are. And when I say the level, and look, I know you can throw things at the radio or throw your phone across the room. It's all fine. I don't care. When I say that, we all know in sports, there are teams that are not as good as their record. Balls bounce their way. Things have happened in their direction. You know, they've been good at the right times. There's a million different things. It's sports. It's not an exact science. You're not going to be able to quantify any sport purely by numbers, and that will tell you everything. There's so many things that are up to chance. There's so many things that are up to individual moments, individual performances. There's all that. This team is better than its record. That's something I have to keep in mind when we talk about Atlanta United so far in 2025. To say that is not to discount disappointment, frustration. I mean, if you want to be angry through eight games, that's your prerogative. I think it's a little early for that, but fine. The reason why those feelings are valid is this is a team that spent a lot of money in the offseason. This is a team that brought in a very talented striker in Latte Lat, who I think has really held up his end of the bargain in general with the goals that he's scored. He was second in the goal scoring race going into the match last weekend. I think, you know, you bring back Miguel Almiron, you bring in Mateusz Klich, you get Ronny Dyla in the fold, you get a full season of Aleksej Marańczuk, you get more coherence in the way that this team was built to be good. They were built to win. There is nothing wrong with frustration about not winning when the expectation is to win. That's valid. This team is better than their record, but they're not winning enough. And that's going to create turmoil. Turmoil can go a lot of different directions. That all kind of played out on Saturday. And it's frustrating because Saturday was a game against a team in the New England Revolution who is not a good offensive team. They did not look good in the offensive half of the field against Atlanta United over the 90 minutes. They scored on a penalty with a player running away from goal, and it's a challenge that it's a striker in Latte Lot making the challenge. He's not a defender. He shouldn't be making that challenge in that moment to begin with, but he is because he's trying to do something for the team, and it creates a penalty from a moment where you're not even in a goal-scoring threat. That's the kind of frustration that you're dealing with right now. You hit the crossbar. You hit the post. You had a goal taken away that I will disagree with the interpretation, but I will also say that it is a justifiable interpretation. The offside decision on Miguel Almiron's goal that was taken away in the first half, that look, the game's completely different if you put that in the back of the net. Completely different game. I don't see New England coming back in that game because they're not a good offensive team. You get the first goal, you take the lead into halftime. It feels extremely different. You didn't do that. The goal is called back. It's a VAR situation. I don't like the interpretation of it because I do feel like that the defender was intentional and in control in where he directed that block to. And that is what a good defender will do. It was not a pure deflection. In my opinion, that was not the opinion shared by the referee crew. Or we're changing a little bit more of what interpretation is on that deliberate play. But you're down to that kind of level of discussion about that first goal. Second goal, Latte Lot's offside. That the second goal that ends up in the back of the net that was called off. All right. Where I talked about with Chris Thomas last night, and I feel like this is important because it was echoed today by Bartosz Szlich. This team needs to create a little bit of an edge. This team needs to be nasty at moments. Well, something that Jurgen Klinsmann mentioned about the U.S. men's national team back in the day, and I very rarely agreed with much that Jurgen Klinsmann said because it got to a point where it felt like it was a lot of talk without a lot of action. A lot of talk in the early years. Not a lot of those things actually came out. So you start to tune it out a little bit in that moment with Klinsy, but he talked about this from a U.S. player perspective and what he wanted from his national team. And I felt it, and I get it, and I'm coming at this from somebody who does watch a lot of soccer in this hemisphere, where it's played differently than it is in Europe in a lot of countries. The U.S. kind of leans a little more towards the European model and the European mindset, more towards fair play, more towards those elements of the game, and people get really upset about the dark arts. If that game, if Atlanta United was swapped out for Boca Juniors and you were playing Aldosivi in the Argentine League and that game is getting away from Boca Juniors, what happens? One, there's going to be a really nasty tackle somewhere in that game and somebody's going to go flying head over feet. There's probably going to be a lot of arguing. There's probably going to be a lot of arguing, maybe with each other. There's going to be an emotional reaction. There's going to be very intentional actions done to change the mood on the field. There was a moment in the first half where a player, Peyton Miller, went into the back of Brooks Lennon as he goes up for a header. It was extremely reckless. It was extremely dangerous. I felt like it was extremely cheap. and there were no repercussions for it. That's not okay. That should not be happening. This team needs to have an edge. We saw an edge today in training, and it was very interesting to see. And I was literally sitting over there saying yes over and over again. I felt like one of the sickos watching this because Bartosz Schlisz and Tristan Muyambach got into it in training today. I didn't catch the very, very beginning of it. I believe there was a tackle involved. Both players were on the ground. Both players had to be separated. They went back for a little bit more jawing. They had to be separated again. Now, after all of that, after the session ended and coaches were telling the players, hey, we'll sort this out afterwards. Play. Get over it. Let's play. They did. After it was done, they're high-fiving. They're hugging. They're talking about what happened. But here's Doug Robertson of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution asking Bartosz Schlisz about what we all witnessed at training today and kind of what he thought about it. This was after Bartosz had talked about the frustration that he has been feeling and the frustration that I think a lot of you out there watching have been feeling. Here's Bartosz Schlisz and Doug Robertson from media today after training for Atlanta United.
That frustration, what led to that incident out there today?
Yeah, I think so, because like I spoke with Tristan after the training, that he wants to win the game in even the training. I want to win the game in the training, and now we have to be like the unit on the in the game, and just take it from the training to the games. And now we'll be together on the pitch and show them who is just better on the pitch.
So it's a healthy frustration.
For me, it's healthy, yeah. And sometimes you need it on, even in the training. Because I think it's gonna help the team, and like I said, we are too nice. We have to be more aggressive and show them pitch that they're gonna come to our stadium, our home, and they will not win at this day.
That was Bartosz Schlisz speaking with the media, answering questions from Doug Robertson of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And I think the last part where Doug asked about a healthy frustration, I think Bartosz was answering specifically about the incident that was in training today with him and Tristan Muyambach. And look, they got over it, I mean, 5 minutes after it happened. So don't take words out of context and don't take things out of context. But you need to see more of those reactions. I said last night, you need to see a bad attitude from this team. There's a different way of saying they need to be, what Bartosz said, more aggressive. They need to be more physical. They need to be very intentional about some of their actions, some of their body language, some of their responses. And that's something that's going to have to change for this team going forward. It's going to have to change this weekend where you're going to Philadelphia, a team that masters body language, masters intentional actions, masters a bad attitude. This is what Philadelphia does. That's how they overcome not having quite as much talent as a team like Atlanta United. All that matters is the final results. You don't get points in the table for building a great roster. And this is a very, very good roster. I don't know how great it is yet. I think we're about to start to see how great they are internally, how great that heart is, how great that brain is, and how great this group can be collectively with that emotional response to a situation that's not good at the moment. Atlanta United's not getting enough done. They're not getting enough first half goals. They've had two leads at halftime this season. That is not enough. That has to change. We'll see if it starts to change this weekend in Chester, PA. We'll be on the air at 6:30 for the Five Stripes Countdown with Garrett Chapman and Madison Cruz. Mike Conti and I will take over for a 7:40 kick. Coming up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, we're going to get into MLS and what can the league do over the next 10 years to be a better version of itself. We'll get into that after the break on Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back. Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. We've talked Atlanta United. It wasn't fun. Hopefully, Saturday will be a little more fun than last Saturday was. Hopefully Atlanta United can find a little bit of that mean streak that they need. Let's talk about Major League Soccer. Let's talk about where soccer is right now. Let's get really big picture here in this segment, because I see lots of complaining in the soccer bubble. And look, there's probably lots of complaining in every bubble at the moment. That's just the world we live in these days. There's a lot of complaining in the U.S. soccer bubble. And it's gotten worse. And it's very frustrating at times, because I think there is a lot of forgetfulness about progress. We all want to see soccer in this country be an even bigger deal than it is. I don't know what that means at this point, honestly. I don't. It's bigger than I've ever seen in my lifetime. And it continues to get bigger. Every whatever metric you want to use, every year, every 5 years, every 10 years, whatever. It continues to grow. And it's been a really cool thing to be part of. I think my generation has a really unique perspective on this, because I hate to admit how old I am at times, but I remember falling in love with the game and being a kid and wondering why Atlanta didn't have a professional team, because we had teams in every other sport. Sorry, hockey fans. I didn't grow up with hockey. We didn't have the Thrashers at that time. And I missed the Flames. I was too young for the Flames, and the Thrashers came later. Let's talk soccer. We didn't have a professional team in my lifetime of knowing what was going on. I missed the second Chiefs. They were around in my lifetime, but I was too little. I didn't know what soccer was at that time. By the time I fell in love with it in 1986, there was not a professional team. We moved away for a little bit, came back. I missed the couple of seasons of the Atlanta Attack and Indoor. There were some semi-pro teams. The Atlanta Magic is one that ended up coming out of thin air and becoming one of the best indoor teams that you could find. The team that I fell in love with is a team that I was lucky enough to acquire one of the posters that I had when I was in high school, the Atlanta Ruckus. That was the first professional team I had a chance to see 9 years after I fell in love with the game. Major League Soccer started a year later. So my generation knows what it was like to have zilch, nada, no games on TV, random ones occasionally. I saw qualifiers for the U.S. to get to the first World Cup. I watched the 1990 World Cup on TNT with commercials. Crazy. Mick Luckhurst was a color commentator during that tournament. He was really good, too. That was actually fun. I remember these things, and now you don't have that. Now I could pull up a game right now. I don't have like a calendar in front of me, but I know there's Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup games on TV right now. TV and cable TV and streaming, which has changed everything. And that's part of, I think, all of this, that we've got to have this conversation in terms of what MLS can be next without really knowing what the landscape is for what that next is. You're seeing professional sports, not just soccer, by the way, on streaming platforms, which we weren't thinking of 5 years ago at all in that way. You weren't thinking about NFL games on Netflix. We weren't talking about that. Amazon? Nope. Weren't talking about it. Wasn't thinking about it. Thought it would never happen. It has. And it's not going to go away. So the landscape's going to be really different. And this comes up to the conversation about MLS's deal with Apple TV. And I see people trying to say that the league is invisible because they now have scant coverage on Fox, when that's actually not true. They have about the same level of coverage on Fox that they've always had, which isn't a lot, and really nothing to go around the games. And Fox has also picked up CONCACAF Champions Cup, by the way, so their MLS teams are featured there. The game's everywhere. If you feel like it's invisible, it's because you're putting your head in the sand. How can it be better? Because it can always be better. This isn't the best league in the world. They should be striving to be the best league in the world. Will they be that? Probably not in our lifetime, because the Premier League has a pretty healthy head start on it. And yes, the Premier League specifically has a four-year head start. The first division game in England has a 100-plus year head start. So let's have the real conversation, not the fake one. Can it still be a very big league in this world? Yes. Can it be the biggest league in this hemisphere? Yes. Right now, it's not. Brazil and Mexico are bigger, in my opinion, in terms of value, in terms of, I think, viewership, and not by a lot, but some. Argentina's in that conversation. I think Colombia is a step behind. That's this hemisphere. Yes, MLS can be the biggest league in this hemisphere. Can it be on par with the fifth best league in the world, which I would say right now, and I think most people would agree, is Ligue 1 in France? Yes, I think it can be. I think the French league is in a lot of financial trouble at the moment. They are struggling, like a lot of other leagues, to figure out what their television situation is going to be, since television is figuring out what television is going to be. They're right there. They are in the same situation with a TV partner, except their TV partner doesn't want to pay them anymore. Yeah, that's not where MLS is. MLS is getting paid in a very healthy partnership right now with Apple TV. Ligue 1 in France, DAZN is withholding money, and they're going to court, and it's not fun. So that landscape, you can't control what TV, what cable TV, what streaming TV, what all that looks like. You can't control that. The schedule and the calendar is something you can control, and it came out last week that MLS is not going to make any changes to the calendar, the competition calendar for 2026. It'll be 2027 at the earliest. We talked to Garth Lagerwey about this on the Five Stripes Countdown last week. I'm with Garth in that I think that it is an opportunity that the timing would have worked really well to do it in 2026, because you're going to take a break for the World Cup. You have to. And you could have restarted with a new format. How different is the format going to be? I think this is something that maybe people have not quite understood. There's been a lot of talk about, oh, it's going to kill soccer in Minnesota. No, it's not. Right now, if Minnesota hosts MLS Cup, which they would not turn down if Minnesota United gets there, by the way, the Loons would happily have that game at Allianz Field in St. Paul, Minnesota, on the first weekend or maybe the second weekend of December, depending on the calendar that year, around December 8, 9, 10, they'd play that game. You would play one more week in the proposed MLS calendar, and that would be your midseason break. You'd play one more week, and maybe you're not at home for those last 2 weeks. Maybe you play one home game in the last 5 weeks of the season going into the winter break. Germany has a winter break, so this isn't chaos for MLS to consider this. And then you'd come back maybe 1 week earlier than you're coming back now. You wouldn't come back before the Super Bowl. You'd come back, you know, maybe the week after the Super Bowl, a week earlier. And again, maybe Minnesota's not at home then. And I'm using Minnesota as an example. Sorry, Minnesota. That's it. You would start in August. You would end in May, June with your playoffs. Your calendar would work better because it would be tied more to the international calendar. You would not play during international breaks. You would not have international breaks disrupting your playoff momentum. We have seen playoff momentum greatly help the NBA, greatly help the NHL, which you would be competing with eyeballs during that period of time. And we're all sports fans. When there is a compelling story in the NBA playoffs, we're watching. When there is a compelling story in the Stanley Cup playoffs, we're watching. The story hooks us. When there's not, unless your team's in it, you might not be watching. That's the same conversation we're going to have here about MLS. If you have Lionel Messi trying to lift the trophy and trying to make a playoff run, you're watching. Y'all were watching and listening last year when Atlanta United knocked Lionel Messi out over three games, over 3 weeks. Everybody was fully invested because you didn't have a break. Then you had a break going into the Orlando game and you lost that momentum. That is the FIFA international calendar that you can't affect, you can't change. You can change your own calendar to avoid having that during your playoffs. That would be during your midseason, not even quite midseason. And you'd miss a week and you come back. Your momentum would then be pretty strong from when you come back in mid-February with an international break in March that you would skip and not play games in through until you have your champion crowned. That's going to help you. That's going to help you a lot. What are some other things? Benefits and concerns of that. I think you're going to make more money in the international transfer market. Not every team. Atlanta United is already very active in the transfer market. I don't know if it changes anything for Atlanta. It might for some other teams where they didn't want to sell a player in midseason. Now they'd be selling that player in their offseason. Maybe they'd be more willing to do that. They'd have more time to find a replacement. I think that's going to help the league as a whole. Do you add two more teams before you do this? Expansion's a conversation. There are cities who want into Major League Soccer and they want to spend upwards of close to $1 billion to do it. Do you say no? I'm not sure if you do. 32 teams makes a really easy league format in terms of a schedule. Do you go there? I think it'd be a smart move. I do. Past that, different conversation. But two more to get to 32, I think you explore it, especially if you have the right ownership groups to do it. Roster and salary cap is the biggest thing. I think you're going to have to really have some serious conversations about what happens. And it does tie to the calendar, because I think when you change the calendar, and I do think it's inevitable, I don't know if it's 2027. It should be. It should have been 2026, in my opinion. It's not. But the roster and salary cap, you should have more revenue. You should. If you make that calendar change. So that means you need to spend more. That means, in my opinion, in the salary cap, because I think a salary cap is good. I think MLS has a very unique opportunity because every team goes into the season thinking they have a chance to win because the expenditures are not wildly out of whack. I would like to see acquisition costs taken out of the salary cap. Make it pure salary. Have your designated players as you have them, but take the acquisition cost out of the cap. I think that's a very easy move to make. I think you need to figure out ways for academy players to get professional experience with the first team, but maintain college eligibility if they aren't ready. Sign them to NIL deals in high school, whatever that looks like, because college sports in general is going to be very different over the next few years. Figure that out. Give yourself an opportunity to get them chances and provide more flexibility for first team coaches to use second team and academy players in first team games. Kind of like the G League in the NBA. Don't do it to where you're limiting to four call-ups. That's not enough. You need to give these young players opportunities. You need to let your roster expand a little bit. Figure out the model if it is a certain length of a contract, if it is a minimum, you know, a certain number of games they can play, more than four call-ups. Figure that out, do it, move on. The other one I think is very, very important as we wrap up this look at what MLS can be to make it even better than it already is, which is the best professional soccer league this country has ever seen. I would love to see some study of how the Bird rules helped in the NBA, a model that allowed teams to keep players at cap-friendly prices. I think that's a huge opportunity for MLS, and an opportunity especially when you're talking about bringing players in from other countries. They come here, they want to live here, they want to bring their families here. You want to keep them. Give teams the incentive to keep them. Go over the cap to keep these guys in. Go over the cap to keep homegrowns in market, hometown heroes. Give teams the opportunity to do that. Look at the Bird rules in the NBA as your model. That's just some ideas. I'd love to hear yours. Tweet them at me, at Longshoe. Tweet them at the station at 929 The Game. We're really lucky to get to cover Major League Soccer and see this growth in its 30th season. The next 10 are going to be a wild ride, and hopefully you guys will be part of that with us for our Atlanta United coverage here on 929 The Game and the Odyssey app. But we've got one more segment on Atlanta Soccer tonight. It's the 3-4-3, three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much, coming up right after this on 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It's time for the 343 brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. Three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about the game that I love so much. It's the 343. It's how we end every Atlanta Soccer Tonight episode. I'm Jason Longshore, by the way. Thanks for listening. Three local stories. Let's start with number one, Atlanta United. Their academy teams, that's Generation Adidas Cup down in Bradenton, Florida. The U16s finished third in their group, so they will go into the premier bracket. They're going to face Club America from Mexico City tomorrow at 9 a.m. The U18s, now they won their group, Group G. They defeated Santos Laguna of Mexico. They defeated Sporting Kansas City. They lost their third match, but they won the group. Huge game tomorrow against Internazionale of Italy. That's at 4:30 p.m. in Bradenton. And a very trusted person that knows the game very well, has worked in soccer in the state of Georgia for a long, long time, is down at the tournament. And he has said multiple times over the past week that Inter is one of the teams that has impressed him the most. So I am very curious to see how Atlanta United's U18s do in this one. The Puerto Rican youth international, Isaiah Vicente, he has scored in two of Atlanta's three matches. He's been very, very good in the academy this season, the games that we've had the chance to call. So looking forward to it. Vamos, vamos, U18s for Atlanta United. Number two on the local side, Atlanta United 2. They announced the signing of an academy player today. Ignacio Suarez, also known as Iggy. He is signed through the 2026 MLS Next Pro season, club option for 2027. Originally from Johns Creek, he joined the Atlanta United Academy in August of 2020, playing on the U12 team. Played a key role in the U15 side last year, led them to the semifinals of the MLS Next Cup playoffs, finished that season with 23 goals and 12 assists. Ignacio Suarez is a player that Madison Cruz, who's called U16 Academy games, over the past few weeks has mentioned multiple times as a player that has been very impressive. Ignacio Suarez is now a professional with Atlanta United too. Last week of the high school season is number three. The rankings across all classifications, let's start on the girls' side. Roswell is the best team in the state, according to the coaches poll at scoreboard.com. That is scoreboard.com. The coaches poll from coaches around the state. Roswell, number one. Brookwood, number two. Buford, Blessed Trinity, and West Forsyth round out the top five. Harrison, Pope, Greater Atlanta Christian, Lambert, and Pike County round out the top 10. That's the girls. On the boys' side, River Ridge, number one. Dalton, number two. Grayson, three. McIntosh, four. Archer, five. Johns Creek, Marist, Hebron Christian, Northwest Whitfield, and Norcross. That's your top 10. On the SDH Network, to close out the regular season, I will be in Dalton for their match against Southeast Whitfield on Thursday night. You can listen at soccerdownhere.net. Just click the listen link. And then Friday, John Nelson and Madison Cruz will be at McIntosh as they host Cross County rivals Stars Mill. Two really good games to close out the regular season slate before the playoffs start next week. Four headlines from around the world. Number one, UEFA Champions League. PSG, they held on to secure their spot in the Champions League semifinals. Look, you go into the games today, and Barcelona has a 4-0 lead going to Germany to face Borussia Dortmund. PSG has a 3-1 lead going to England to face Aston Villa. Both had to sweat today. PSG had to hold on. Aston Villa, huge second half comeback. They almost took the quarterfinal to extra time. So PSG leading 3-1, go to make it 5-1 with two goals from Hakimi and from Mendes before the 30th minute. Then Youri Tielemans, he scored before halftime. Then two goals, John McGinn and Ezri Konsa early in the second half. Villa had chances to tie it as well. PSG didn't do enough to put the game away without sweating, but they got through it. I don't know, for Villa, maybe accidentally playing the Europa League anthem instead of the Champions League anthem, maybe that brought them bad luck in those moments where they had an opportunity to tie it. Not a good look from Aston Villa. Wasn't a good look for Barcelona either. They lost 3-1 on the day to Borussia Dortmund, but they get through 5-3 on aggregate. And Hansi Flick said after the game that he had to kind of remind his players who were very down after the loss that, you know, bruh, we're okay. We're going to the semifinals of the tournament. We're good. It's the first time that Barca has reached the semifinals since 2019, and they're either going to play Bayern Munich or Internazionale. The game's tomorrow. Arsenal, they go to Madrid with a 3-0 advantage. Arsenal's unbeaten in their last nine. They're trying to get to a Champions League semifinal for the first time since 2009. Inter, they've got a 2-1 lead going to Italy tomorrow against Bayern. Inter have won five Champions League games in a row for the first time since they won the Champions League in 2010. They're unbeaten in their last 14 Champions League games at the San Siro in Milan. But Bayern have won all four away matches against Inter without conceding a goal. If they win by one, you're going to extra time. If they win by two or more, then it's Bayern pulling the upset and going forward to face Barcelona in the semifinals. Going to be fun games tomorrow. You can watch them on Paramount Plus. Lamar Hunt, U.S. Open Cup third round started tonight. Rhode Island FC, they went to Maine. The big Rhode Island versus Maine battle. This is a new one. Portland Hearts of Pine is a new USL League One team in Maine. Rhode Island is in their second year. Our old friend Michael Parkhurst, part of the ownership group there. Rhode Island went there and won 2-1. Game finished 10-10. A lot of friction at the end of it. Players had to be separated. A lot of fun to watch. Really good game. Not such a great game. Charleston Battery wrecked South Georgia Tormenta. Not a fun one for our friends in Statesboro. Number three on the headlines, FIFA president Gianni Infantino. He was in town at Mercedes-Benz Stadium this week. He said that FIFA will look to have a playoff between LAFC and Club America for a place at the Club World Cup, replacing Club Leon, who were suspended for the tournament because of multi-ownership rules, because that group also owns Pachuca, who is in the tournament. At the same time, now Infantino said that it's in the court of arbitration for sport. Once that ruling comes down, then they'll move forward. Right now, they can't. We'll see what happens. Now, at the same time, also separate, Alajuelense, they are continuing to pursue legal action to claim that vacant spot. Don't know how that's going to get justified exactly. Definitely don't know how this one's going to get justified. New reports probably coming out of Barcelona are saying that at FIFA headquarters, they are talking about inviting Barcelona to play in the Club World Cup. It's completely unclear as to why they would qualify. Infantino said at Mercedes-Benz Stadium yesterday that the LAFC Club America game would be because LAFC lost the CONCACAF Champions League to Leon, so they would get an opportunity to win their way in. Club America is the highest ranked team from CONCACAF. They would get the opportunity to win their way in. I can follow that logic. You know, the Club Leon part, very complicated. CONCACAF should have resolved that before it got to this point. Number four on the headlines, Matko Miljevic, U.S. men's national team player. This is a player, by the way, he's got to be the only player in U.S. men's national team history. Let me be really specific because there's a part of it that might actually be true for other players. He's got to be the only player in U.S. men's national team history to be banned for life from a Montreal amateur league. He played when he was under contract at Club de Foot Montreal. He played in the amateur league under an assumed identity because I guess he just wasn't getting enough soccer. I mean, this guy's a gamer, except he punched the guy in the face. So he got banned from the league for life and they figured out who he was. Then he went to Newell's Old Boys back in Argentina where he grew up. Didn't really work out there. He ended up at Huracan in Argentina before the season started and he's killing it. I thought he was really good in the January camp for the U.S. men's national team. scored the winning goal for Huracan yesterday in a 2-1 win at Central Cordoba, puts the team in second place in their group in the Apertura tournament in Argentina, scored two goals for Huracan in a 3-3 draw with Aldo Civi, three assists in a Copa Sudamericana game against Racing de Montevideo from Uruguay. Really good performances. He's got to be part of the U.S. men's national team roster for the Gold Cup, right? I think he should. You talk about needing a player with an edge. He punched an amateur player in the face while he was playing as somebody else. That's an edge. Maybe too much of an edge, but that's an edge. I'd like to see that because the U.S. men's national team needs that edge that I was talking about earlier with Atlanta United. We didn't see that edge in the CONCACAF Nations League. Maybe Matko Miljevic will bring you that edge, and he can actually play under his real name. Three things that make me smile beyond Matko Miljevic. Number one, the announcement yesterday by Gianni Infantino that $1 million will be donated for youth projects, programs. It's kind of vague, and I'm very curious to see how that comes out, but we're still talking about $1 million. This is part of the Club World Cup games being hosted by the city of Atlanta. It's incredible. And number two is just the opportunity that has been presented by that donation and potentially others that will emerge through the next year plus through the World Cup. I worked for soccer in the streets for 10 years. And when I started with the organization, I think my first full year for the organization, the budget was barely into six figures for the year. And we worked with as many possible kids as we could possibly fund programming for. All of us in the organization coached and worked with kids directly to give them opportunities to play. I could not even imagine what we could have done with $1 million at that point. That's not to say that Soccer in the Streets is going to get the entire award, but they're a very prominent organization that will be in place to get that. Gianni Infantino visited the Station Soccer Project at the West End. It's about the kids. And that's the opportunity that is so special here, to be able to introduce the game to so many more kids who do not have access to play it. And you can do that through a variety of ways. Building fields is one, but programming at those fields, programming in other places like schools, that's the other. And that's the golden opportunity for me, because with these kinds of resources, you can do things that have never been done in this city or every other city that's hosting the Club World Cup, because Infantino said that every city is going to get that $1 million donation for youth programming. It's an amazing opportunity. And number three, things that make me smile. I've been part of groups who have done this. The people who are doing that work on the ground level, who are almost always working for very little money, they're doing it because they love the game and they're trying to pass that on. It's those people that will get an opportunity to do so much more than they could have ever dreamed with these kinds of awards and these kinds of donations. That's going back to the last segment about Major League Soccer. That is what can be different. The game can be so much more accessible for everybody of all walks of life, of every economic level. That's what can happen as a result of the growth of Major League Soccer, as a result of the Club World Cup being here this summer and the World Cup being here next summer and everything else that's going to come after that. It's an amazing time for soccer in this country. And I am very thankful that I get to talk about it here every week on 92.9 The Game. Thank you for spending some of your time with me this evening. We'll be back next Tuesday at 10 o'clock. And we'll also be in Philadelphia on Saturday, 6:30 for pregame coverage, 7:40 for kickoff, Atlanta United and Philadelphia Union. Adios, everybody.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.